It's Sunday, the 8th of February, 8 a.m. Well, it's actually just after 8 now, and it's another gorgeous morning. Clear blue skies as far as I can tell, above and around. Southern, southeast skies seem to have some lightly veiled clouds. The sun is on its way up, and it's acting like a big bright flare. Not yellow, but bright light. Like a giant headlight. It's very cold this morning. It's been a heavy frost during the night. Rooftops and grass and park grass are white. It was very calm and still again. Another beautiful start to the day. Wow, beautiful. Sunset last night was absolutely stunning. And it lasted for a while. It was absolutely... I annoyed my wife by the extent of my visitations out to the front door and into the conservatory and all the west-facing windows and come and see this, come and see this. But I just get so... Oh, what's the word? I can't think of the word that would be very apt. But when I see beautiful sunrises or sunsets, it just draws me in. I have to watch some if I can do that, and watch them till they go to dissipate into the skies. But it was stunning. And I know my friend up there in the hill, the back of the town, Paul, who is at EMA. I know he was watching last night. He sits on the hill facing west, so he gets the best views of the sunsets. What a lovely morning. So peaceful. Dare I say peaceful, tranquil, quiet, calm. The birds were up early this morning. Then again, by about 15 minutes, 20 minutes past 7, it was already fairly bright in the morning. Each day stretching, each sunrise earlier, and each morning more daylight. Eventually, and hopefully not too soon, we will be woken by daylight coming through the bedroom window. But then again, our bedroom window faces northwest north. So it takes a wee while. It's strange actually, because in the height of the summer the sun sets northwest north. I know people say it sets in the west. I know they say it always sets in the west. That's not true. Because in the height of the summer, the longest days, the sun actually shines straight into our front bedroom window before it sets. And then you can't get to sleep because it's too bright. Good sleep last night. Feeling good this morning. I won't linger on this, but family thoughts again in the shower of the day. Oh, it was crazy, and I was determined to avoid anything like that. And something just took me there. Ah, oh, come on, leave me alone. So as I said, I won't linger on that. We'll just leave it. Sun's climbing rapidly now. You can see that there's a giant ball of brighter light coming up between the roof lines. It's not there yet, but it's making its presence known. It's about to erupt into vision. And then blind me. The great thing about having that much light coming at that angle is the silhouettes. There's two wood pigeons in a distant tree in silhouette, and it looks like there's a courting ritual going over there. It's all in silhouette. I love this. It's just it's action. Might not have seen when the trees are in leaf because it'd be hidden behind the greenery. Well, Mrs. Blackbird showing off her lovely tail feathers now. She jumped up on the fence, turned her tail to me, and stuck them right up in the air. As I said, in silhouette and showing off those lovely curves on the end of the tail feathers. What a show-off. Well, we're off again today to pick the family up. They run after Mass this morning and into Glasgow. It's my brother-in-law's 60th birthday. It was yesterday. And so it's his turn to treat the dinner through in Glasgow. So loads of banter, crack, blether. Good company. Now the Scots pine trees, their needles are being lit, they're beginning to shine. They're going to glisten in the sun, although it's not up yet, but it's throwing that kind of light. Now I've stared so long at that bright sky in the south that I can't see what's going on in the shade. Yeah, well. These are the best kind of mornings at this time of year. Things are calm, still. Nature's buzzing. While others sleep in bed on a Sunday morning, nature's up and about it, getting on with the day, making the most of every minute of the day they can. Ah, now the sun is lighting the top, brightly lighting the top of the Leyandi, but it's also, I'm assuming, causing a rise in air now. Now there's a breeze, a wee breeze blowing about. Already it's stirring the thermals. If I stand here for another 5 minutes, I reckon, the sun's going to just blast through there and take my eyes out. But I can't, because I have to go and get ready. There you go. But what a beautiful morning to share.